It's the guy Gioli, and welcome back to the Dream Team Manifest. I'm the content king at this point, and it's great having you. This is a glorious occasion, a really, really glorious occasion. This is chapter 33, meaning that this is the last chapter of the first season, I guess you could call it. The last chapter of the first book. We ain't doing seasons of episodes, we doing chapters and books. So this is the last chapter of the first book of the Dream Team Manifest. If you made it this far with me, you know how I feel about you already. First of all, we're going to thank the creator for allowing us to be in a space where I could say something that'll hopefully resonate with you. If it resonates with you, you can put it under your baseball cap. You can put it in the bottom of your shoe. You could put it in your wife beater or your bra, and you could take it with you everywhere you go. And if it does not resonate with you, you can put it in your glove compartment, where that we know that's really a trash can. You can put it in your trunk of your car, which is another trash can, or you can find the nearest trash bin anywhere near you and throw it in there. Now, this is episode chapter 33, so you know, why do I do that shit? You know that 33 is a special number. That's why it's such a glorious occasion, and it's dope that it's ending on 33. 33 is known to be the number of mastery. So we're going to talk about none other than mastery itself today. Before I did the keys to self-mastery, today, I'm just talking about mastery, period. Because mastery is something everybody want to achieve, that people get lost along the way of trying, quote unquote, to achieve it. And they never really master anything. Do you know anybody who's a master of anything that you could truly say is like, yo, they're a master? The way that Dr. Dre is like a master of sound. The way that, people are masters of technology, like, not technology, masters of marketing, like a homie that died from Apple. You know what I mean? Things of that nature, where they like really masterminds in whatever field they choose to put their energy into, whatever career they chose. So how do you get to this level? First of all, the number one key to mastery is you got to love whatever you're trying to master. If you don't love whatever you're trying to master, it's no way you're going to be able to put in the hours necessary to master. If you just doing something that's like, all right, people do this. Say somebody want to like, I see this all the time because I got a lot of people who I know who want to have careers in entertainment. But they don't choose entertainment to master. They don't choose to be a master entertainer before they actually try to enter the field. What they actually do is they choose to go to school, or they choose to do something other than master whatever they're trying to do. So what ends up happening is they end up in limbo because they want to be a master entertainer, but they never master entertainment. They got their masters in, I don't know, child development or something like that. That has nothing to do with what. So they put all those hours into something that they was never going to do, or they never wanted to do. Not only are they not actually masters of that thing that they have a master's in, because you will never retain information of things you don't care about. If you're wondering why when you're in school and you go home for the summer and you never remember none of that shit when you come back, it's because you never cared about it. You never cared about algebra. Nobody does. That's why we didn't retain the information. So if this not they shit, say you want to be an actor. Whatever you went to school for, where you was trying to be safe, you're never going to be the greatest at that, because like somebody is going to actually come into that space and they're going to be vying for jobs in the same place. And people going to know that they really about that. People going to know that they not just getting a degree to have a degree. They're not just like fake mastering something so they can have a career. This is what they actually do. So you're never even going to be able to like fake the real anyway. You know what I'm saying? You can go get a master's in psychology, but if that's not your thing, people going to know you're not a master psychologist. Like you can have the, and that's what I'm saying. People take this whole 10,000 hours thing, because everybody's heard that, you know, if you put 10,000 hours in this, that, and the third. I think I mentioned the hair before. But it's all about the right 10,000 hours. It's all about what are you doing during these 10,000 hours? Because if I'm intense, if I'm intensely and aggressively studying a particular area, I can master that in way less than 10,000 hours. I don't know what people need 10,000 hours for. Way less than 10,000 hours. But I get the idea of 10,000 hours. It's just like, are you doing it like, you know, moderately aggressive? Or are you really, really getting the business? Because if you really, really get into business, you're going to master something super fast. And when I say master, the process of mastery, and Robert Greene break this down in his book, Mastery, you know what I mean? Really, really well. Not the greatest, because I would have did it a little different. And of course, I think I would have done it the greatest. What do you want me to say? But it starts, you start in the infant stage, meaning you are just like, you just now getting your feet wet and whatever it is. You start, you know, kind of with your hands behind your back. Like, you know that posture when you get a new job and somebody's showing you around? You got your hands behind your back. That's, you know, if you know anything about body language, you know, like that pose is saying, I'm here to learn, I'm willing to learn. So you got your hands behind your back. Meaning you're not even about to attempt to act like you're using your hands for anything. You're all ears, right? And then when they show you around, you eventually, you know, you get the job and you start working with stuff. At some point, you enter the second phase. You enter the phase where now you interjecting yourself into whatever you're doing. So like now you're bringing your own personality into whatever you're doing. You kind of, you doing it your way. Like you might be at a job and you might be like, you know what? They be putting the envelopes in twice. Like I could do it once and they wouldn't even notice. You start doing little stuff like that. You know what I mean? You start playing with stuff. You start saying, damn, okay, maybe I can get out of here in less than 8 hours if I just fold the blankets halfway. You know what I mean? Just whatever little stuff that's like I'm trying, not all that lazy shit I just named, but better examples. Like I'm trying things my way. I'm not just doing the things, now I'm doing it my way. And then the last level of mastery is when you can do it with your eyes closed, when you can do it with your hands tied behind your back, when you can do it, you know, when you can look at something like me, like my man had I'll say it. You know what I mean? He had a little quarter pound of weed. And, you know, he came to me. He was like, yo, you want this? You know, I got a quarter pound of weed. This was like recently. Like, yo, you want it? I give it to you for... And, you know, whatever the case is, he didn't tell me how much it was. But in my previous dealings, I already know exactly what it looked like. So when he bought the bag, I said, oh, that's a quarter pound. I didn't have to think about it. You get what I'm saying? So you get to a point where you can just do these things. You know what I mean? And then the last level is when you go Super Saiyan. The last level is when you like, because Robert Greene has three levels. He has the infancy stage, the basically beginner, intermediate, high level. I have a fourth level of mastery. My fourth level of mastery is when you're so good at something that you no longer do it. That thing is doing itself through you. So when I tell you, I tell people all the time, they think I'm writing raps. Like, I came across a case where somebody told me I took their rap. Yo, you took my rap. I've never been accused of such a thing in my life, right? But it happened recently. Yo, you took my rap. you took the way I said something and whatever. My whole thing is, with that, this is what I told them. There's no way I could have took your rap because I didn't even write the rap. I didn't write the rap because I don't write raps. I've been writing raps for so long that raps write themselves through me. And that is the level, that's the level of mastery that most people haven't even, like, even thought about, like, you know, maybe I said this on the self-mastery, but I'm saying it again here. There's a level of mastery you're going to hit that I will just call the fourth level for now. Where you're like, right, you could be driving. And are you really driving? When's the last time you was driving and you was driving? Or is driving happening to you or through you? Because I've been like, maybe I'm different because I spent a lot of time driving. I used to do a lot of like deliveries and shit like that. So I spent a lot of time driving. I don't be driving no more. I don't be thinking about driving. I don't be thinking about the road. I don't be looking at these cars. I don't be doing shit when I'm on the road. I don't be doing nothing. If you ever see me on the road, just know I ain't even there. My mind is always somewhere else because my mind ain't got to be on driving. The driving is on autopilot. I don't give a fuck what happened. A cat jump in the road. Even when I got to like react in a split second, it's still not me. Because I'm wherever my conscience is. If I'm driving and I'm thinking about my next move, what I'm going to do next, what I'm planning, that's where I am. That's why I never had a problem with like being at a job I didn't want to be at, because I was never at the job. My mind was always somewhere else. So I'm just doing whatever job on autopilot. I can take on any job. You know what I mean? So maybe I'm the like wrong right person to be saying this, but when I'm doing something that I fully mastered, I'm not even in it when I'm doing it. I'm just channeling and letting it do itself through me. So that's the fourth level. So you got, I'm just coming in. You got, I'm in and I'm trying shit. You got, I'm the best at this shit. And then you got, I ain't even doing this shit no more. That's that level. So if you take on, let's say you take on something that, let me see. Let's say you take on something that you just like, kind of like. You're going to master the shit in like, I kind of like it time. Going back to what I was saying in the beginning. Let's say you like, want to master something that you super duper, this is just a summary, super duper interested in. You're going to master it and I'm super duper interested time. Same thing with, so those are all the keys to mastery. I don't know what else to say. Make sure you're doing something that you love so you can master it in record time. And you can also do it. Because what's the point of being a master of something that you don't even want to do? It's people who wasted their whole life. They pretty much got it. Like somebody that never wanted to do hair or something like that. But it's such a moneymaker that they can't even get out of it. Like you could send yourself, like if you master things you don't want to master, because the only way you're going to make money in the world, I'm talking about consistent money, like, you know, I can't even stop making money, is to be a master of something, because that means people got to come to you. If you're a master electrician and it's people with houses, you're going to stay with a job. You're a master plumber, you're going to stay with a job. You're a master car builder, people got to drive cars. So you become a master at something you don't want to do. You could end up down a road that you don't even want to go down because you want money, like you need money. And then you master something that you don't like, but that's the only thing that you master. So now you got to go down that road to make money. And then you probably won't even have time to master something else. So, like, choose what you, this is my whole point. Choose what you want to master, like, really, really carefully. Because you look up and it's going to be most of your life. Let's be clear. This mastery shit ain't for the faint of heart. It's blood, sweat, and tears. And to put blood, sweat, and tears into a direction that you don't even want to go is saying what? You're going to build all that momentum just to swim backwards against it? Don't even waste your time if you're not fucking with it. Don't waste your time. Like, I'm not saying if you got a, like, a little job that you got to do for the time being because of whatever. That's cool, because you don't have to, like, you don't have to master that job if you don't want to. It's optional. You know what I mean? Like, you could just be there. You know them jobs where you just there, you're just another person that fucking signed up for the job. You know what I mean? And, you know, when you really, really, really got to have a career in something to even have the job in it. And now you're going down pathways that's, you know, going to lead you back to what you ultimately wanted to do anyway. And then you're going to be a novice at what you want to do, and you're going to master basically some bullshit to you, something that don't hold value, something that's not really worth anything. And yeah, those the keys to mastery, man. Make sure that you get out there and you do something that you absolutely love. I'm the guy, G-Holy. This has been the Dream Team Manifest. This will be the last one in this format. It'll be way more consistent and way more shorter from now on. So, yeah, I'm out of here. I know shorter is not it. Whatever. It's the guy, G-Holy, and make sure that you check back in way more often now. Or subscribe with the RSS feed. If you know how to use the RSS feed, subscribe with the RSS feed. Or just check back 2, 3, 4 times a week. I'm giving it to you in shorter increments, but it's better this way. Because I'm also dropping the book. I just got a publishing deal for my book. Man, it's amazing. But the book is called Live Holy. And it's a daily reminder book. So I'm going to start doing daily reminder style, I guess you could say, blogs or podcasts or whatever people want to call this. You know, we deal in chapters and we deal in books. We don't deal in episodes and things of that nature. So make sure you subscribe to me on or to the channel on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, whatever. However you can stay in touch, just stay in touch, because I'm become a way more part of your daily life in the future. But yeah, I think that's about it. Thank y'all for tuning in to the first 33. The first 33 is not too many people that could say they kept a nice size audience throughout a 33 chapter thing like we did. Like, 33 parts is a lot. A lot of people fall by the wayside. So for me to have just as much support as I had on day one, come on, man. It's time to grow and build. So I love y'all. Stay safe, stay in tune. Always give me suggestions. I take suggestions. We doing this together. If you dream team, then you tribe. You already know. It's no doubt about it. You know what I mean? You can come to me. Listen, I'm personable. No matter how much of a celebrity I pretend to be, I'm personable. And like, if you holler at me, I'ma holler at you. You know what I mean? So holler at me via whatever media you can. I'm out of here.